daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Well, the Bowling Green Falcons move on. Coach Anchorage upsets Fairbanks in a three-game series up in Fairbanks.
All one-goal games there. Not surprised at all by that. That's a rivalry series, and the weekend before they had played, and there was a split there. So I think anytime you have a rivalry series, you throw out, it could be a first-place team and a last-place team, and you throw everything out there. So not surprised at all. And a big factor in that series was Tyler Morley was injured and did not play. And Tyler is probably the guy who stirs the drink on that team. I mean, a critical player to have out for Alaska Fairbanks. And in a tight series like that, and you have one of your key players in, he's a top 10 scorer in the league, that really can make a difference. And I think that was the turning point in that series.
What about Minnesota State? They took them overtime on Saturday night to seal the deal in two games against Northern Michigan.
Yeah.
Are they one of the hottest teams right now in the country?
Well, they are. And, they keep on winning. And I was a little surprised at how many goals were scored, though, in that series, the second game. Not surprised by the first game, but the second game. And not surprised. I mean, Northern's got a lot of pretty good players in the seniors, too, with Vigier and those guys. They've been around, so they know what it takes. But Minnesota State's a very hot team. They're 13th, I think, in the pairwise. So it's great for our league to have two teams within the top 13 spots in the pairwise rankings that mimic the NCAA tournament. So we've got a good league, Derek. I mean, a lot of people, I think, look, people around hockey know how good this league is and how competitive it is and how tough our teams are. And you could look at our non-conference record and this and that, but most of those games were on the road. Mm-hmm. You look at the conference's record at home and you'll see a lot of good games. And our league's going to be a good league going forward, too. You look at some of the departures and who's leaving and whatnot, and a lot of teams don't lose much. So it's going to be another a great season and a highly competitive league next year.
Ferris State clobbers Bemidji State on Friday night, yeah. And then they go to double overtime. For the Bulldogs to get to
That doesn't surprise me, And Bemidji had a tough series the weekend at before Bowling Green, and Ferris is a good team. I think obviously the goalie didn't have a good game, but he was out the weekend before, so he'd come back and probably wasn't as sharp. And then he played pretty well the next night, so not surprised. But Ferris has got a good team, and they're in the top four right now in the pairwise rankings in the NCAA, so the top four team in the country.
As you look back at our season, Coach, and you touched on this earlier today, what series do you see as pivotal series throughout the year?
Well, that Bowling Green series at home. The first night, I mean, we really played well, and I think we outshot them like 46-10 or something like that. I mean, that game, it's one of those games that you're going to have a game here or there in a year that gets away from you, and maybe a game on the other side that maybe you shouldn't have won. But that series, that whole series, and the next night we're up 4-2 with under a minute and a half to go, and a couple bad breaks, a couple bad calls, and tie game. But you take that point and give it to us and take one away from Bowling Green, we're hosting them at home, and that's how critical it is. And that's why that series, that night when we did not get those calls, and referees wonder why I'm a little upset at them, because it came right down to that one point that separates us from being home ice, and we were right there this year, and that's I'm proud of the players for that. I think we've taken a step as far as the regular season in that direction goes. Now we're just gonna have to work on our non-conference games and get better in the playoffs.
Any other series, whether good or bad, that you thought were real stamps on this season?
Well, another one, that Fairbanks series, not a good series for us. We got swept at home, and all we had to do is split, and we would have been in better shape too. So you always look at those series, but you look at Michigan State to beat a Big Ten team. Even though they've come into our barn, we went 2-0-1 against Michigan State this year. So I thought we played extremely well against a pretty good hockey team that, just beaten Wisconsin again this weekend, beating Michigan. So we're doing a lot of good things. There's a lot of good things in there, but is it perfect? No. And you're never going to You're never going to be satisfied, Dirk, unless you win that last game. You win it all. I don't care. You know, my last year at Michigan, we lost. I'm as disappointed. I was as disappointed that year as I am this year. Unless you win that last game, you're always going to be disappointed and not satisfied. If you're a competitor, I don't care all the good things you've done, you know, and you have to build on the good things. You know, you have to find the good things that you did and build upon those, and then make sure you're getting better in the other areas. And we've done so many good things with this program. If you take a look at the 3 years previous, what the record was compared to the last 3 years. First time in 20 years we've finished over 500 in the league. You know, on the road this year in our league, we're 500 on the road in the league. That's good. You got to play 500 hockey on the road, and then you got to find a way to win, you know, at least 75% of your home games. So we have to work on that. Our non-conference games, that's one area disappointed in this year. Even though it's, you know, we played Notre Dame, who just beat Boston College. You know, maybe the best team in the country. They went out and swept Boston, or beat them 2 out of 3 in Boston. And, you know, we played Notre Dame, and we're right there, goal away. You know, we went into Duluth, which is right on the bubble of the NCAA tournament. We went down to Michigan, that's, you know, top 15 team in the country. And people say, well, you know, maybe that's too adventurous schedule. You know what? It's not. It's not. You know, maybe we didn't get the results, and maybe those games didn't help us this year. But down the road, they are going to help us. It helps build your team. It helps show you, you know, what you need to do to win, to be successful, and we can play some teams and maybe beat them, but you know, we're going to continue to play a top schedule, and eventually that's going to swing. You know, we got Michigan coming in here next year. We have to take advantage of being at home. We have Duluth coming in here next year. We have to take advantage of the whole games. Maybe it didn't work out for us on the road this year, but when they come to our place, we have to take advantage of those things. And the way the NCAA pairwise is you get a lot more credit and points for beating good teams than you do beating a team that's not very good. I'm on the NCAA selection committee, so I have a pretty good idea of the ins and outs and what you need to do to help your team to get in that tournament. And we obviously have to win more games, first and foremost, than you lose. That really helps. But you have to make sure that you're beating good teams, and that goes a long way. So, but there, I got off track, Dirk. But no, there's some, you know, you're always going to have some disappointment. And if you're not winning your last game, if you're any type of competitor, you're not going to be happy. And even when you win that last game, Dirk, you can enjoy it for only so long. Mm-hmm. And then there's another year, and you have to get ready to play that. So I'm already looking forward to next year. You know, I looked at that last night, going through our lines and our goaltending and our recruiting and, you know, our flight risk, who might have, you know, have a chance of leaving right now, because this is the time of year guys start signing and leaving. And I'm excited. You know, we're already starting to put the pieces in place for next year.
Well, that's one of our questions coming up, too, is about early signings, so we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we go any further, you were talking about being on the selection committee and the pairwise and what counts for more than other games. And,
sure.
And with the WCHA in its current form right now, is it more difficult for these teams to get recognized in the at-large portion of making the NCAA tournament?
Yes and no. Yes, because one of the key things in the pairwise and selection is you get bonus points for winning, beating a top 20 team. I'm just trying to remember what it was. A top, I think it's 20 team on the road. Mm-hmm. So, but if you don't have any top 20 teams in your conference, then you have no opportunity to
get any
bonus points. Where, like, Hockey East had a number of teams in the top 20. So every time you beat a team on the road, you get bonus points. I think that's going to, you know, I guess I better watch what I say here, but yeah, so our league and that part of it, if we don't have many teams in the top 20, when you beat them on the road, you don't get those bonuses points, where some programs and some leagues have more of an opportunity to get those bonus points, and that's not right. In my opinion, people are going to disagree with me on that. But now, having said that, though, if your conference as a whole is your team, number one, if your team can win your non-conference games, that's a real key. That's a bonus. And then if your conference can have a good record against non-conference opponents, that's even another bonus. So, for example, this year, even if we went 500, against the Michigan, Notre Dame, and Duluth. Just those three games, that really helps you. You know, it really helps your some of your bonus points as you move forward. So, so yes and no, it can help you, and sometimes it does not help you just because of the structure of your league.
All right, we'll get to your questions in just a moment. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a home.